Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, welcome to
episode 121, Starter Personal Finance Blog. Hey Money Clan, a very warm welcome to today's episode of the Chain of Wealth podcast. I'm your host, Dennis O'Brien.
And I'm Katie Welsh.
So Katie, starting a personal finance blog, I think that there is a ton of value that you can get from journaling. And I'm going to use blog very, very lightly here. It can be any sort of medium, as long as you're sort of like trying to journal stuff and, you know, like kind of keep track as to what you're doing, maybe writing down your findings. There's a lot that people can take away from that.
Yeah. And I think I agree. Also, using the term blog very lightly, it doesn't have to be a blog. It could just be like a journal, like in a notebook.
Yeah. And like sort of writing stuff down, keeping yourself accountable and just learning from other people in a similar space, you can get a ton of value out of it.
Yeah. Well, that's basically where Chain of Wealth came from.
Yeah.
I needed to learn a lot about personal finance, and you were kind of there for the ride too.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And we kind of took my need for learning about personal finance and then your tech ability.
Yeah.
And then we both learned something.
No, we definitely did. Yeah. So before we dive right into today's episode, if you guys are looking to join a community of like-minded individuals, head on over to chainofwealth.com/group. There you can join our Facebook group of people that are looking to make money achievements. All right, Kate, are you ready to dive right into today's episode?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Welcome to Chain of Wealth. Here's your host, Dennis, inspiring you to begin your journey of financial freedom.
All right, Kate, so today's all about chatting about how to start a personal finance blog and the sort of benefits you can get out of it. And like we said in the introduction, we're going to use the word blog in like very, very loose terms. It can be any sort of way that you want to journal stuff or keep track of what you're doing.
Yeah, it's definitely important. And we have said many, many times, if you want to reach a goal, the best way to reach it is to write it down.
Yeah.
And then while you're working towards that goal, just writing down thoughts and ideas and different things that you learn or things you want to go back to and check out. It's a place where it's all in one spot. So you don't have to be like a hurricane looking for things. It's like one notebook, one blog, website, one something.
Yeah. And whatever it is. And like personally, I really like using a blog to do that kind of stuff because you're able to search stuff, you're able to tag stuff. So like creating like an archives almost that you can go back to and say, all right, I want to see every single post about passive income. You can sort of just create tags and everywhere where you've used passive income, you can tag it and you can search for it and you can sort of go back to whatever it is that you're looking for on a particular subject. But if you guys are interested at all in starting a blog, I'm just going to throw out a resource there of one of my good friends. It's Pete from Do You Even Blog? He was actually on the podcast a little while ago.
I'm surprised you're not wearing his shirt right now. Pete's clothing from Do You Even Blog has turned into your wardrobe.
I don't know, man. I mean, he makes really good shirts and they're comfortable. What must I say? Anyway, if you want to check out his resource, he's created this mega guide. It's literally over 10,000 words. You can check it out. It's doyouevenblog.com/start-a-blog. There you can check out his blogging resource. But anyway, going back to blogging. So it's an absolutely amazing medium to sort of dive into and sort of write your own findings. And one of my favorite things to do as well is see other people that are also blogging about personal finance, and you can sort of see what they're doing. And, you know, sometimes they've got a track like, hey, I'm trying to pay off $150,000 of debt, you know, and they will sort of update you almost on a monthly or quarterly basis in terms of how they're doing. And that serves as a huge motivator to sort of be like, all right, these people are achieving financial greatness. what are we doing, you know?
that is probably the best part about blogging for me. I know Chantel was on the podcast a while ago, but we still talk back and forth and we text and everything. When she comes to town, we hang out. And she has her student loan down to $15,000. And I think that is incredible. And the first thing I thought was, I'm at 19. What could I possibly do to get to 15 a little bit quicker?
Yeah.
And it's just setting those mini milestones. And it's also, I know this is going to sound completely ridiculous, but one of my favorite things to do right now is to go on to our About Us page and put a slash through how much debt I have and then write the new number.
No, it definitely is. It's hugely motivational. And, you know, a lot of other ways of doing that is opening up just like an Evernote account or even using something like Microsoft Word, you know, and just sort of keeping track of your goals.
Or again, be old-fashioned, like a notebook.
Yeah, or a notebook.
Pen and paper never goes out.
Yeah, it doesn't go out. But sort of crossing off those goals and achievements. And, you know, a lot of personal finance bloggers as well are very active on Twitter and, you know, seeing their achievements there and they'll say, hey, I'm now debt-free, you know, and that is such a major turning point in someone's life when they're like, I have no more debt. I can literally just start saving and getting ahead.
Like, I don't even know what that could feel like.
Well, you're not that far away, Kate.
I'm working. That is the goal, right?
Yeah,
that
is the goal.
What keeps me motivated, because if anybody has been trying to pay off a lot of debt, it really kind of sucks when you're in the middle of it.
No, it definitely does.
Like, you know, you have paid off a lot, but you're still far from the finish line. And I am not a writer, not a runner. That's kind of how I feel like if you're running a marathon, and a marathon is like, what, 32 miles or something?
Something like that.
I feel like at the 20th mile, it's just like, well, I'm tired and I've been running for a long time, but I still have a long time to go.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I would imagine it like.
Yeah, but also the other thing about paying off debts is that it actually gets easier as time goes on, because when you stop paying, making these big payments.
You're not having any money?
No.
You're used to putting all your money towards the payment?
No, not that. It's just like when you stop paying it off, initially you're paying off the majority of the interest, you know, and as each month goes by and as you pay off more and more capital out of your balance, the amount of interest you pay on a monthly basis going forward decreases every month. So more of your money starts going towards the capital balance, which means you actually start paying stuff off a lot quicker because suddenly there's less interest this month that you paid last month. And if you do that over a couple months or a couple years, suddenly you can really knock out a balance really quickly.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do. I feel like all I do when I am bored, I make student loan payment.
Yeah, no, it's true. But you know, the nice thing is, Kate, is that like in the world that we live in today, being all about technology and stuff, it's so affordable to do this kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, I mean, I know that you can literally start a blog for, I think it's like $3 a month, you know?
Yeah.
And that's like,
it's
obviously
like the cheapest hobby you can get.
Yeah. I mean, look, you can spend a lot of money if you're going to take it seriously and sort of start treating
take
it like a
courses
business.
Courses and everything.
Yeah, take courses and stuff. But ultimately, if you're just looking for a place to document what's going on and document your life.
Like a fun type thing.
Yeah, just a fun type thing, like more casual. Nothing wrong with it at all. And, you know, the nice thing is as well is when you connect with other bloggers, which you inevitably will do as you're in the space, chatting to these other bloggers, they teach you so much. And they're like, hey, this is what I'm doing. And you're like, oh, damn, I never even thought of that perspective or that idea. So definitely being in a space where people are interested in what you're trying to do, it's really, it's almost like a community that you can lean on.
Yeah. And I think that it is helpful when you hear what other people are doing. There are, I never thought about it, and I'm just going to keep using my student loan payoff for as an example. I didn't really think that there were like different strategies or techniques you could use to pay off debt, but as we have learned, like there is, you know, putting more like in your Robinhood account, saving that money up, letting it grow a little bit quicker, and then making big bulk payments. Or if you don't owe a lot, you can put it on like a zero interest credit card, so you're not getting hit with the interest and everything. It never occurred to me that there were strategies, and that is one thing that I've learned from having the blog and just writing down ideas. And when you're writing blogs, I feel like you're more likely to read other people's stuff, like kind of like, oh, well, what are they writing about? What are they doing? And just getting more of an idea. And that is, I think, the most important part, because that's where all the learning comes. And when you see people writing about the same things more and more and more, okay, there must be some truth into what is going on here.
Yeah, and it sort of, it opens your eyes a lot as well. And like, speaking about different methods, like there's the debt avalanche, the debt snowball. And, you know, we've even heard interesting strategies, like people taking out home equity, like a home equity line of credit in their house, and like making bulk payments that way, mm-hmm. because their house is at a lower interest rate than their student loans. Like, it's crazy the amount of different ideas that people have. And, you know, like being in a community, you're able to get exposure to that. And, you know, like I personally really enjoyed going to FinCon, which is the financial conference for financial bloggers and like content producers and influencers and stuff. And like just going there and meeting people in person, you literally,
and they are real people.
They're real people. And you're in a room with people that have the same idea. They get it, for lack of a better word. You know, they understand what kind of options there are available. And like, you'll get into these communities and realize that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely nice. And to be able to meet people that we had had on the podcast, and now, like, I enjoyed talking to you, but I only know you as like a voice, but now you right. have a face and, you know, you have arms. And what have you been up to since we've talked? It's a really great way to make friends, even if you're like kind of introverted.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I feel like internet friends are just as important as real life friends.
Yeah, no, they definitely are.
Especially when they share similar interests and they can cheer you on if you're working towards a goal.
Yeah, I totally agree. And also, you know, like we also said blog loosely, I'm gonna even say podcast. You know, start a podcast and talk to people. That's another great way to do it. You know, getting involved and being surrounded by people that have similar aspirations is really, really good for you. You know, it like puts you on the right track. And you know, it doesn't need to be something that's going to consume your life. It can be something that's very casual, but just kind of being involved, you will still get exposure and you'll hear different ideas. And that's really, really important.
So I think the two takeaways that I am getting from you, I guess, in this conversation, write down what you're trying to achieve, whether it's a blog, it's on paper, it's something. And then also make friends with people who are also trying to do that, because ultimately you are the company you keep.
Yeah, this is very true. Cool, Kate. I think that's it for today's episode. I don't know if you have anything else for us.
No.
All right, cool. Well, we really enjoyed chatting to you guys today. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are. If you've got any questions or anything, hit us up. It's info@chainofwealth.com. And you can also find us on Twitter. It's @chainofwealth.
And if you could leave us a podcast review, that would also be awesome, because that helps us grow and appear higher in searches.
This is true. We'll catch you on the flip side, Chainers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.